This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
This is Harrison Wynn with DNVR Nuggets. You're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back into The Whole Show, powered by Mosquito Joe. You guys have heard me the last few days talk about a brand new sponsor of the program, and this business is essential. Maybe you're hardcore. Maybe you're really trying to get fit, and you want to get after it in 2026, or you just want to make a few tweaks here and there. Don't be the guy that's like getting online and there's some protein that'll work. You need local businesses to help you out, and I got the owner of Foundation Sports Nutrition here in Greeley, Kyle Krupanski, joining me. Kyle, my friend, I've only known you for a short time, but I'm excited to have you on the program. And to, like I said, man, I got small goals. I'm not looking to be Arnold out there, but you're helping me along that journey.
Hey, man, everyone's got a goal. We got to try to get there as fast as possible, right?
That's the thing, man. And when we first met, you know, I'm like, hey, here's what I'm looking to do. Everybody's busy. Everybody's crazy. So what do? They get online and they find something. And that doesn't make sense necessarily with their body type, whatever their goals are. And that's where you come in.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And it's kind of the nature of it, right? So, you know, we look at things online, too. And, like, you know, we're going to read all these 5-star reviews. And then we're going to read all the 1-star reviews. Yeah, realistically, the majority of us kind of sit kind of in the middle somewhere, and like, you know, we kind of need the thing that fits best for us. So to be able to talk to somebody that's got dietetics background, can kind of get to know you a little bit and find the things that fine tune it for you. That's kind of what it's all about for us.
Is this kind of a crazy time of year for you, though? I mean, we're in January. You have people that are working on those New Year's resolutions and whatnot. Is this wild for you now, where people are coming to you saying, hey, I got to fix something. I got to change.
Yeah. I mean, it always gets fun, right? You get a little extra motivation. People are a little bit more hyped up to kind of like get after whatever they want to go for. We're also coming off of eating all the cookies and everything. So, you know, nobody's really in like their happy place necessarily. So it's always kind of an interesting, like, kind of double-edged sword, right? We're kind of feeling a little bit blah, but, you know, kind of taking the extra motivation and taking the steps to actually make that change a little bit quicker.
Kyle, let's talk about like those steps. We just for, you know, the sake of the question, we got listeners tuning in. Maybe those listeners are like, you know, I haven't lifted weights. I haven't exercised. I haven't been on a jog in several years. I certainly don't maybe eat the best stuff, but they're listening and suddenly they hear Foundation Sports Nutrition. What's the next step? They come by, see you. What's that process look like?
Yeah, so honestly, anybody that comes in, like the first thing we're going to do is talk to you about what your goals are. For me, I'm going to figure out what you're eating first. You know, supplements only do so much. You know, they are just the supplement to the diet. So they'll help us get to where we want to go a little faster. Every once in a while, you get something. It can kind of kickstart a little motivation, right? You know, maybe we need like a little bit of caffeine or mood enhancer kind of thing in the mornings just to get going. But it's not just going to make the fat loss happen or the muscle gain happen, right? The goal is to make sure you're eating right. We get your body working like kind of a well-oiled machine, right? Get the right fuel in your system. In turn, you start to feel better. You have more energy throughout the day. You sleep better at night. And then all of a sudden, the motivation to get into the gym and get active just kind of sparks. So it's a really cool byproduct of getting nutrition locked in first, making that our sole focus, our first focus. And then we get to add in, okay, here's something that might make it go a little bit faster. Here's something that might decrease your soreness a little bit. So all those things kind of get to tie in. But we build from the nature of the name Foundations is we build from the food, so ground up. And, you know, the supplements are kind of like the peak of that foundation or peak of that kind of pyramid. But the foundation is going to be your nutrition and what you're actually putting in your body every single day.
And Kyle, too, like, as far as your clientele, and this is why I like to stress this, this isn't 100%, hey, you're training for a triathlon or you're getting into the gym and you're going to outlift everybody. I'm sure you have a lot of those dudes and gals, but this is also for that person that's like, man, I have like 30 minutes, you know, I don't have much time to get this done. That's where you come in and you make this something that actually is achievable.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And so then sports nutrition is kind of a unique name for like what we do, right? And the reason we call it sports nutrition is because it's not clinical nutrition. right? This is kind of how to get any body to work at peak performance. And that doesn't matter what you're doing, right? There is a highest amount of energy we can get. There is a best feeling you can get, whether you're working out or not. Like, you have that feeling throughout the day. And the goal is to get you being at peak, right? Even if that's at home playing with kids or grandkids, right? You need to, you know, we want to be peak performance for that. So the goal is to just get your body functioning properly and at the highest possible that it can. And that's where you get to, like, think, and you build motivation from that.
Well, and this is why I'm so interested in this. I don't really exercise because I want to look good or anything. Like, I'm married, man. I don't care anymore. But I told you a little bit about my story. I have an autistic 8-year-old, and he is way more athletic than me, way more athletic than I was when I was 8 years old. He's constantly on the go. So not only do I look at exercise, but I'm like, all right, I need to make some changes too, to make sure I'm ready to get up early in the morning and chase this kid down from sunup to sundown.
You and I talked about, like, being able to find some different things for him to be able to do. You want to be, you know, you want to know that you're kind of ready for any of those things that he just clicks with right away too. So, you know, you don't want to have to, like, look at what he's going to want to do and then wonder if you can, you know, catch up with him or not. You just want to know you can do that stuff.
I love it. And I'm excited. You got me on some multivitamin stuff. And I got to tell you, the first day I took it, I was like, whoa. I felt it,
cool.
Man.
It's kind of cool when you get one that actually gives you, like, the right vitamins and you're actually absorbing them the right way.
Oh, my gosh.
So,
yeah.
And, you know, that's a game changer right there.
So I know eventually, as we get to know you, I do want to bring you in at some point to the podcast studio, because you have a fascinating story, too, as to why you got into this. And so at some point here very soon, we sit down, no commercials, no annoying producers like Michael back there. You and I can just have a long chat, because I want our listeners to learn your story. But I'm also going to be going through some of this process too, so we'll document that as we go.
No, absolutely. Yeah, it's going to be a blast.
Kyle, man, I appreciate you. I'm looking forward to this partnership, and I am looking forward to looking exactly like Arnold. Right, that's the plan.
Yeah,
right?
That's the goal, right? Yeah. I do generally tell people, if it was that easy, pretty much all of us would look like bodybuilder Arnold Schwarzenegger. So, you know. Yeah, it's, you know, still putting in the work and just making sure you have your goals and your steps to make it there.
I might have to upgrade the 8-pound dumbbells if I'm going to do
yeah,
that. Then I might have to increase.
Yeah,
yeah, get the increase going. Kyle, appreciate you, bro. And we're right down the road, so I'll be seeing you soon. And we do look forward to that full-on podcast chat, too. I'm really excited about that idea.
No, absolutely. I'm excited, man. Always good to talk to you, Brady.
All right, man. We'll talk to you soon. Kyle Krupansky, the owner of Foundation Sports Nutrition in Greeley. And he got me on this this multivitamin. It's keto-friendly for you, too. It's cold-processed. I don't know anything about this stuff, Mike. But I know the first day, I just poured a little ounce in my water bottle, and I already felt fantastic. I already felt great. So I'm pairing that now with lifting and everything. So I'm trying to eat the right things and do the right things. It's a process, man. We might be able to fix that knee up, too. I don't know. Maybe he's a miracle worker.
He could be a miracle worker. Sounds like a great product. And as your co-host, can I get some of that for free?
Might be able to hook up some listeners for something for free.
But I'm your co-host.
Well, if you
right,
were my
Brady?
Co-host, I'd hook you up for free. Yeah. Yeah. If you were my co-host. If
your
you
co-host.
Were actually a co-host, I would do that for you. But
co-host.
If we win an award, right, with the CBA this year, there's only one name that's going to be on there.
It's true. I did type your name.
we'll tape on a little and his friend and his little buddy.
And little buddy.
Yeah, we'll do
I'll be
that.
Gilligan, you'll be Skipper, except I'm the one that wears the hat.
Which one's Skipper? Does he wear the blue shirt?
Yeah, you have the blue, I have the red.
Isn't the main character Gilligan, though? Isn't it Gilligan's Island? So wait,
Gilligan's
you're Gilligan?
Island, but it's kind of more of an ensemble cast.
You're Gilligan, though? You in this scenario,
I'm
you're
the
main character.
One.
You're the main character. You're what they named the entire show off of. That's you.
Yeah.
So you went from Rainn Wilson to Dwight to now you're like a legend in TV.
Yes.
I guess both of them are kind of legends in TV.
And my last name is Denver.
I never really watched Gilligan's Island. Never got into that.
I watched it Saturday afternoons.
And you liked it?
I mean, I did. I was a kid.
How, don't they, they were on a cruise or something and then they got stranded on an island?
It was a 3-hour tour.
Why do they have more clothes? Why do they all, like, change out clothes and stuff? Don't they have different clothes throughout every episode?
No. Like
they're in the same clothes?
The rich people did.
But why did they bring
millionaire
clothes?
Millionaire and his wife.
If it was only a 3-hour tour, why did they bring extra clothes?
Well, because they, I don't know why they did.
It's a major
they
hole.
Decided to show off all their wares and how much money they had.
Major plot hole right there. That's a major plot hole.
Well, they had the professor, and the professor could build anything because, you know, professors are smart at everything.
All right, coming up next, Mike, we'll get to buy or sell. And you know what we're going to do this edition? Sign or don't sign for Broncos free agents coming up. That'll be the big one. Buy or sell right around the corner. It's the whole show powered by Mosquito Joe. Don't you dare go anywhere. We'll be right back.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.